KFW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Patrick, hope you're doing well. How's the knee doing?
I've started bending it and putting weight on it, so not too bad.
Hope some relief that you were looking for.
Hope.
NC9B Mobile. And hope you're feeling good there, Patrick.
Good. It still hurts, but it's not unbearable or anything like that. Keep it elevated when I'm not up moving around on it. I'm up about every hour putting weight on it and moving.
Moving around on it, Patrick. Good morning, Ken. Hope you've been doing well. Hope you had a good vacation.
Yeah, the beach was really good. Grandson really enjoyed it.
Good. Yep. Well, it's another day of work for us worker bees. Patrick's going to sit down and relax all day.
That ain't no relaxing.
A position where it feels good, right?
Sorry, double with you, kid. Go ahead.
No, I was saying the hard part's trying to find a position where it don't hurt.
At first, that was really hard. It's getting easier now.
The other day, had a broken hip. Imagine trying to get comfortable with a broken hip. I don't know if I could.
Found a way. Recovered from it really quickly.
Tough birds, though. Tom's in for awakening. He upsets that one. It sure looks like it's going to be a beautiful morning.
It looks like 94 today.
I went out and sat on the porch for a few minutes.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Sorry, and the last couple of days have been really nice. I went out and sat on the porch and enjoyed the sunshine.
But I'll be in the air conditioner all day today. I'll be running that air conditioner in the cab of that truck all day, yeah, kid.
Like 94 today.
See physical in today, this afternoon.
Your mind over to CVS there in Hendersonville. Didn't have any trouble getting it done.
What? Over there. I have no doubt at CVS.
Honestly, I don't remember.
The company pays, they have a contract with the providers down here in Greenville. I forget the name of the good place, but we just stick a piece of paper in there. They do it. They don't charge us anything. It's through the company. But if I do it up there in Hendersonville, like I've done it in my pocket, and they reimburse me.
They're making some changes to it. I do know that. I've seen some information about what they're changing, but I don't remember it right now.
Doctors are required to report it straight to the FMCSA, Federal Motor Carrier people. And there, the Federal Motor People Carrier is supposed to report to the state. And let's get the government really involved. So, I mean, the medical providers have been providing it to the state. I think the difference is now, instead of reporting it to the state, now the state report it to the feds, and they'll report it to the state.
For HKX. Yeah, nothing to go wrong there.
Last minute, so mine's due July 1st. I figure if I go get it today, I'll be good. NC9V
Mobile. NW
Mobile. It really doesn't matter when they get it, as long as I get it before it's expired. Hey, buddy. Won't be going to the urgent care place next to Firehouse Subs there in Hendersonville. That guy does not want him there. If he's still there, he's a tough little bird.
We made an appointment to have it done there at CVS in Hendersonville on Four Seasons, right there next to Binion's. Went in and took care of it. She didn't give me any trouble at all.
Yeah, that's an option. Computer, Patrick?
But I can have one up in just a minute.
I just wondered if I'm tracking okay on APRS.
been looking at that or anything lately. I just, oh, it's Wednesday. All I've been doing is this knee thing.
What are we doing? It's your focus right now is your knee. So, knowing what kind of pain you had before and what you have now, what do you think about it so far?
The swelling and everything goes down and get the incision healed up, I think it'll be much better.
And goal, that's good to hear. Guy over at Shelby, actually they got my reservation and everything for the camper for the ham fest. Sent him a self-addressed, but I didn't stamp it. I forgot to put a stamp on the envelope, so I don't know if it's going to be a will call thing where I got to pick up my tickets when I get there, or they're actually going to spring for a stamp for me. But the stamp, I don't want to mail it, but I forgot, sealed it up. Put the return address on the envelope in there. Forgot to put a stamp on it. But this morning when I pulled in the Ingles, the wife left the car at E. She got back from Charleston. So I got the... It was 275 at the gas house. 275? I forget what it was. Anyway, it was 4 cents more at Ingles. I said, well, I'm already here. I'm going to go ahead and pay 4 cents more a gallon. Anyway, what the heck? So, boy, threw a few bombs over in Iran, and the gas prices immediately shot up, didn't they?
I haven't been out to look. But, yeah, that Israel and Iran over there, that's definitely heating up in that area.
I think it went up about 40 cents in the last 5 days, right?
Now it's up to 275, 279.
Yeah, 299 in Greer.
Diesel at the Sam's Club for 299. People didn't get the memo on the war yet. Doing all these protests. That's the world coming to. So I don't know if you're aware of this, Patrick. Not that you'd really care, but the truck I'm driving is a Freightliner, and I tell you, it's been having electrical issues. All the lights coming on, ABS lights, engine light, all kind of brake indicators. Everything on the dashboard is pretty much lighting up. Then you cut it off and crank it up, and it goes away. Well, apparently, they've had a issue with the wiring harness somewhere in that truck. And we've replaced the three of them at the company and solved all the problems.
A CAN bus problem. And that's not uncommon because that's a twisted pair. And the gauge wire is real small. So you get somebody tugged on it in the wrong place or a sharp corner, it don't take much. And that's the one that's feeding all the information back to the computer.
That was interesting, though. So hopefully I get a nice truck. Truck I'm driving is not bad. It came from Michigan. You can see where all the salt brine and salt and everything started the corrosion. But when it runs right, it runs good. When I drove the Volvo the other day, it's like day and night. Give me a Volvo any day of the week.
Volvo, so I don't know anything much about them, so couldn't say one way or the other.
Peterbilt or Kenworth. Get them figured out. Oh, no Eric, no Jody. No dude, no Dave.
Where everybody's at? I hadn't been on in a while, so been and trying to get a schedule of this here now. Oh, man. Not going to happen.
Service for a while. But I will tell you this. I was in the Mustang the other day. I drove the motorcycle in to get inspected. I think my buddy who does the inspection, and he was out to lunch. So I went over to the Mustang and had lunch over the Mustang. That's the first time I've been there since we were there. It's good, as usual.
where did you go for your vacation last week?
Below Beaufort, down there to Hunting Island State Park. And then not much there, and then not crowded. And then, but we had a good time, and then the grandson got in some beach time for his first time, and then he was really enjoying it. Got to see some manatees and some raccoons and some deer and all kinds of wildlife.
Glad he got to see all that for his first trip. That'll make it memorable for him.
We had one, I guess the beach was less than 100 yards, but it was one of the closest spots for a camper. You know, the tents are closer, but the camp spots, it was the closest one we could get. It's hard to get in that park. He was playing in the surf and feeling around on the bottom, picking up shells and everything, and he picked up something that was big and had little feelers on the bottom of it, and he dropped it, and then that was the end of going in there.
Yeah, I bet.
That little inlet on the fishing pier, and it was low tide. You could see the blue crabs down there, and the kid on the fishing pier caught a little shark and everything. He's like, man, I'm glad those things aren't out there where I'm swimming. Nah, we didn't. One time, Susan was sitting right at the edge of the surf, and I was there looking for shells, and he was out there. And there was, he said, hey, there's a fish. And it was about a 2-foot black tip shark. And then we waited later to tell him, and he still thinks we're lying to him.
Yeah. You said manatee earlier. Does this come up this far north? Sure wasn't a porpoise.
It's definitely manatees. The girl said they had some last year, too. It was a little, I don't know what you call them, a little pot of them. Looked like it was 6 or 8 of them. You could just see them surface and that, but they were huge, but they definitely weren't porpoises. And that, and you could watch where they were going by the little swirls in the water from their tails.
Come up this far north.
Last year. I didn't think they came this far north either.
Hey, I never knew that.
First painted bunting. And that, I've been looking for one of those birds for forever and finally saw one.
I ran across a deal of the hummingbird feeders the other day on the internet. Had two hummingbird feeders, glass ones, for $14 shipped to the house. And, put those out, so we have 5 hummingbird feeders now. That little sucker's there everywhere. It's so cute when it sits on the little bird feeder.
He's out yet.
Yeah. Sitting out there, and you, know, you hear him swarming in, when I get that little hum. And he was ducking and laughing. He's having a good old time.
I-95, that thing on the right-hand lane, he's both directions, rough as a cob.
He can a little bit better. You know, gripe about people being left lane going slow, but who wants to hang around that right lane?
Jump out of here and try to get some rest. Good to hear both of you this morning, and I hope both of you have a good day. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3, guys.
Enjoy the day. Take it easy. We'll count on you to get back up full strength. And we'll be looking forward to hearing you again in C9V.
Good to hear you. I hope your day goes well and it gets better real quick. KN4 GFW. I'm at Hunting Island, end of July.
Bases they got there. And there was a full.
They got quite a few spaces down there. I ain't never counted them, but I guess there's probably 100 spots. And I just was looking. I wasn't, you know, looking for any particular dates. I was just looking for, like, you know, 4 or 5 days in a row. So I got one. Well, this past week we stayed at the exact same spot as stayed at last time, and this time we're about 5 or 6 down from it.
Why to make those reservations? They're showing full, you know. And you get there, and there's all these empty spaces. Like, what the heck? People canceling on at the last minute, or I mean, what the heck's going on?
Looking. And I know I had to call back down there because I didn't get a, I mean, I got a confirmation, but they used to send you an email confirmation, but they never did, so she had to send it to me. And then 4th of July, we're down at the KOA at St. Augustine, but I'm not dragging the camper down there.
Well, and we've got a September trip to Chapin over the Dreher Islands. We've got the Shelby Ham Fest, and then we've got the Waynesville Ham Fest. We've got a spot up there at Lake Tunaluska, there on the campground right across from the lake there. And we'll stay two nights there just so we don't have to drive anywhere.
You ever stayed at Jekyll Island State Park?
I did. He liked it. That was years ago.
Looking late August, early September down there, maybe.
Trip to Myrtle Beach, but all that stuff's going on in Myrtle Beach and everything. I'm not sure I want to go there.
And down there.
Big city problems, you know, crowds, shootings, fighting, that kind of stuff. NC9B bubble.
Yeah, roger on that. I like to stay away from them. I know it was 15 miles back to the Wally World to go to the grocery store from. You had to ride all the way back into Beaufort from Honey Island.
Groceries, you go to places like that. Me and Mama, when we go to McCormick, to that Elijah Clark State Park, it's on the Georgia side from McCormick, and you get your groceries there in Greenwood. Stop at the grocery store, get all your groceries there, they stack up. That way, when you get to the campsite, you've got everything you need.
Yeah, you don't want to have to be going out every time you turn around.
And 15 miles, the nearest store.
Walmart one morning, I guess probably the second day we were there, and the radio went off with a tornado warning. Of course, it was right where we were headed.
This is, I'd go to that campground. I can imagine it getting pretty bad in one of them storms there. You get hit on that lake.
Camping down there at, where was it? It was Hickory Knobs. And at one time, years ago, had a fishing tournament. And, man, it was really raining. And that we ended up staying in the van the night. Got up in the morning, the whole tent was blowed up against the back of the van.
Pretty rough. Getting pretty bad. But, I don't know. We were trying to avoid that tent camping for that one. That one reason right there. We don't do tent camping anymore. I think we're too old.
We got some nice cots and a big tent, so it isn't too bad. You just got to get some cooler weather.
Well, it's good talking to you, kid. I'm about ready to pull up at work here, so I'm going to sign with you. Hope you have a great day, and hopefully catch you this afternoon on your way home. No offense, but hopefully I'll already be home. But if I do this medical appointment there, it might be about the same time you get off work. So we shall see. Have a great day, Ken. Be careful, be safe, and enjoy the weather. NC9B, I'll be clear at Norse.
Good to hear you this morning, and be safe out there with all those drivers. I'll catch you later. KN4, TFW.